Good morning and good evening. This is Cheers for Ears. I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy.
On Cheers for Ears, we talk about topics that interest you and us.
If you'd like to hear more topics and podcasts like this one, please follow our Spotify. Thank you.
We are back at Cheers for Ears. I'm here with a return guest. Got Skylar Hennings here.
Skylar.
And we got Cheeto Man.
Me and Randy.
Cheeto Man.
Why do I always do that? I always say, okay, it's Andy. I'm here. I've just been eating some hot stuff and my mouth is burning.
They're hot fries.
Anyways,
we also have.
Can I talk?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, okay.
Sorry, go.
We're also here with Finley McMurray and Willem Anderson.
Aloha.
Both amazing people.
Just call me Dad. Too, yeah.
They're white, by the way.
Randy, you're honestly my favorite person.
Well, where's your water bottle? Part off.
I want that live on air. Randy is my favorite human being in this room.
No, let me say something. Randy is my dad. Okay?
I'm in love with you, Randy.
So he's dad squared.
I'm in love with you, too.
Yeah. If you're dad, he's dad. You're dad. He's dad squared. But I'm also his dad.
So you're can I be, like, dad cute?
Yes.
Where did we go? I got water, and I hear about everybody's a dad.
He's dad cute.
Okay. So today, I just want to inform you guys all that...
A science fair. Because that happened last week, and I...
Last week.
And I really did not like how the judges preceded us.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
The judges kind of sucked, but
the boards were the worst part. They were all so boring.
It was like, it was this small poster, and then this giant...
The board's fine, too.
This is giant paper.
Well, it was easy to do, but they could have made the printouts bigger and fit the poster boards. If they would have made it the size of the poster boards... Like, it would have been a lot.
The borders were so empty.
Years past, being able to customize the boards, that was the best part.
Boards like the worst.
Because the hardest part. But you got a lot of points because you could do whatever you wanted to it. It was a lot better.
I painted my entire one green last year, and I didn't even get honorable mention. I was peeved about that. I'm just peeved about science fair in general. It goes into our second semester grade, but we did all the work in first semester.
Yeah, they say they're gonna remove science fair next year.
They said they're
really?
They're only doing that for the freshmen because they have the defense.
That'd be 10th graders, not freshmen.
Well, the freshmen, no. The 10th graders don't have science fair because the defense.
Yeah, but I've also heard from a teacher of mine that that is not the case. But she's not a science teacher, Miss Go.
Miss Go?
Hashtag Miss Go, the best English teacher in the freaking world.
Nope.
Hashtag Miss Go.
Will over here.
Miss Go Gang.
Miss Mo Gang?
Go Gay.
Am I alone?
So what were you guys
saying? No, Will. You're not alone.
Yeah, you are. Sorry, Dad. Squared.
It's okay, Will.
So I'm squared and he's cute.
Yeah.
I'm cute.
Yeah.
Squared. What am I in this equation? Wait, we don't need to keep talking about this.
You're Mr. Evans.
I'm everyone's dad.
I'm Andy Evans.
Don't look that up.
Oh, yeah. Don't look it up. I'm just going to tell you right now.
He's rapist.
Okay, no. Seriously, Will's not kidding. So this is a fictional character about a narcissistic high school senior that raped his girlfriend.
I'm not making this up.
They weren't even dating. Yeah.
No.
She was a freshman and he was a senior. Yeah.
And they
were at a party.
Was it a book?
And she said no, but he was like, no means yes. You know.
Well, they were also super drunk.
Junk.
They're really junking it in there, bro.
Oh, he got his junk all up in her junk, though.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah. Junk up in the trunk.
Okay,
yeah. We just went into something way different.
All right, Batman's gone now. We can continue.
Yeah, oh, look, we got a new guest. His name is Skylar Hennings.
Skylar Hennings just came back.
Follow me on Twitch.
Wow.
Plug my Twitch next time I do a stream.
I'll plug your Twitch.
Okay.
I literally haven't streamed in like 2 months.
Another thing.
I don't remember.
I haven't live streamed in like 2 weeks.
Okay, so how does everybody... This is a new topic that I'm bringing to this table of stuff. How does everybody feel about this week with Kindness Week?
Honestly, I like it, and I think it's stupid that people are like taking down the posters and the post-it notes. Because the school is trying, and the bathrooms and stuff. The school is trying to make the school a better place with the kindness and stuff. And I think even if you're on board with it and you don't support it, you shouldn't actively try to destroy the kindness that the school's like putting forward. I think it's a good effort, and I appreciate the idea.
What's the kindest thing you ever done, Will?
I have no idea.
he came to my house once. The day that
he paid for Chipotle that one
time
for his first time having Chipotle.
Were you there when I went to Chris's house? Or, no. We're at your house, and then we went to that one shore by the street.
And you literally bought everything for everyone. It was like a whole.
Dude, you were MVP that day.
Dude,
you were so MVP that day.
MVP, it's great.
I can only remember that last Friday.
That's why he's dad.
That's
why
he's dad. He's not just that. He's dad squares.
Yeah.
The kindest thing I've ever done is forgotten to tell people happy birthday and then told them late.
Damn. You never even told me happy birthday.
Yeah, that's, I'm pretty sure I did.
That was a whole, like, almost 5 months ago.
You guys never tell me happy birthday.
You never told us your birthday.
Yeah, and you went your birthday.
During the summer, so.
So
yeah. I'll break into your house while you're sleeping, just happy
birthday. June 28th. Wow. I have the same birthday as Elon Musk and
Markiplier. I have the same birthday as Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't have...
So,
my birthdays are really, like, it's on a Tuesday.
What's one of the kindest things I've ever done to you guys? What do you think I've done?
You didn't show up with a skateboard on Sunday.
Okay, first of all, you made that last minute.
That's not my fault. You should have thought, oh, I'm going to a skate park. I should probably bring a skateboard. You know, it's probably a good idea.
Well, I told you guys that I was just going to swing by and say hi. I wasn't going to skate with you guys.
Swing by on a skateboard next time.
Except I had my bike and I was going on a ride after that.
Why don't you ride on the skateboard?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't go as fast and I needed to go longer?
You should ride on me.
Whoa.
Randy.
Hang on there, Randy. Hang on there.
Okay. Calm down.
Right. You're on a roller coaster there, buddy boy.
Woo! Can you give me my water bottle back?
Yeah, 1 second.
No.
Dude, Will has a hydro
flask. I'm dying of spice over here, and I'm just drinking from his water.
Will has a hydro flask.
It's not a hydro flask.
And
the nicest thing I ever done was,
Can you not drink
that
kind of water?
Spit it back in.
Spit his water back in.
There you go. I didn't actually drink any, though.
I'm trying to say the nicest thing I ever done, and I just hear, like, gurgling sound.
Spit the water back in the bottle.
I'm about to do something.
But yeah, the nicest thing I ever done was, helping... Hoping a lady carried her groceries to her house.
That's cool.
Nice,
yeah.
Randy. Nice.
I've done similar
How
stuff.
Are you supposed to tell someone that, like, their family member died in the car crash?
I, one time was trying to help a lady get her stuff across the street. She had, like, four
Wait. Pause right there. Are you trying to tell Skylar how to tell a lady? Or that, like, wait, whoa.
So, me and my older brother, we saw this woman, like, struggling to get a whole bunch of stuff across the street, and we both walked up and offered to help, and she started screaming at us. She told us to go away, and that was her stuff, and she didn't want us to steal it. And all we were doing was trying to help, so I think that day, I just stopped being a nice person. It just died. I was like, if I'm gonna get screamed at for trying to help you carry your goddamn suitcases across the street...
Your 12
forget
suitcases.
It.
Yeah, forget it.
Okay, can we just take a second? So, Andreas has been sitting here for the last, like, 8 minutes, not being able to breathe because how spicy those hot fries were.
They're not that spicy.
And now he is continuing to eat them.
I just want to put something out. This water bottle was full this morning.
And now it is almost empty.
I just want to say something. I am naked right now.
Naked and afraid?
Fully. No, not afraid.
He's not afraid.
I'm proud.
You're not afraid.
Well, that's
I'm not
that's
afraid cool. of anything. I'm probably the bravest.
I want to show the audience a meme.
Show it to him.
What meme?
Hey guys,
what
look at this meme.
Check out this meme. That's so funny.
No, actually,
hey guys,
I want you guys to listen to this
cool
video.
I found on Reddit.
What do you find on Reddit?
I'm literally dying over here.
All right, you guys, listen to this video. This video like makes me not. Yeah, hold on.
Also,
white is literally older than sliced bread.
What? Are you,
what? The object
what is this?
Of golf is to play the least amount of golf. Your dog doesn't know that you can make mistakes. So when you trip over him in the dark, he thinks you got up just to kick him. Are you trying to make me depressed? If you had a dollar for every year the universe existed, you still wouldn't make it on Forbes Top 50. Harvard was founded before calculus. Are you serious? Is that true?
He's dying here.
It would be a horrible thing to say at a drug addict's funeral. No! I use my driver's license to buy stuff that impairs my ability to drive. Is this what a panic attack is? Aliens invaded the moon on July 20th, 1969.
You know the microphone's probably not picking this up.
No, it's
tobacco
good.
Companies kill their
best
customers.
For you.
You absolutely...
that I have.
Thank you for that, Skylar.
So we'll come back to what I remember.
Wait, okay.
So I have something to ask you two. Do you mind if I plug the gauntlet?
No, you cannot. Have you ever actually shouted out your SoundCloud? Wait. Hang on. There's an important question in the room here. Finley, what'd you say?
Have you ever actually shouted out your SoundCloud? Because you've talked about it in two of your episodes now.
What do you mean shout out?
But you haven't said like.
Hey yo, follow him, DJ Ace on SoundCloud.
In my podcast?
Yeah.
No,
like,
never.
You guys have talked about your SoundCloud. But
yeah, we've done that.
Like DJ Ace. The man, the myth, the legend.
Hey guys, can we all team up together and beat the crap out of Kevin Hart?
Why?
Because
it's Kevin Hart. He's so short and thinks he's funny.
That's
like,
what Chris did.
He's funny in movies.
Chris literally posted that out.
Like, beat the shit out of that one kid.
Oh, yeah, there's this one kid that, you remember Sarah. Yeah, he,
It's Kindness Week, guys! Jeez!
Yeah, well,
yeah,
this
what happened to Kindness
this
Week?
This kid literally, sexually harassed her. And
which one?
We don't know.
Sarah.
Yeah. And, so we were like, oh, so Will, Chris, and I are gonna do this. Chris and I are gonna run behind him with a rope, trip him, make Will, like, just body slam his chest in.
But I just, like, beat the shit out of him.
Just get like a crowbar.
Yeah.
And then
ooh,
like,
I'm just waiting for your
break his knees. We need to find where he lives.
I love how this was
gonna
planned to be a discussion on Science Fair.
Arson's my favorite.
It was
toward Science Fair, actually. But.
And now we're talking about committing arson to some kid that.
I mean, arson.
Arson's pretty fun.
A lot of times during Science Fair, I want to commit arson. So.
Why are you guys talking about this?
Arson's fun.
No!
Arson's fun.
Look, you didn't hear it from me. But it was a little more difficult than people thought it was to burn down that building downtown.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, Notre Dame?
Yeah.
No!
Like, I'm not saying that's
a tragedy, Finley.
Yeah,
no one died, but, like...
But those paintings...
Stop thinking about fucking arson! Jesus Christ!
Well, nobody burned down Notre Dame. It
like,
burned
okay,
down...
I'm,
well,
it, yeah, it
he was
tragedy.
Like... Yeah.
But it was kind of cool.
Well, that made my
dude,
spice way
chill
worse.
Out. Chill out on those Chesters, man.
Oh, man.
Chesters!
I think Andy needs a break for a while.
Andy needs a break for a while.
I'm gonna replace Andy for a while.
William is the new host of the show.
I'm the new Andres.
Oh, wait. It's not Will and Randy. No.
Good evening, Will.
No.
I'm
Randy
Matt Square.
And
it's me, Andy. Andy Evans.
Mr. Evans, I have a question for you.
Yes?
So
I'm bleeding out of my nose. Like,
what about Melinda was so...
appealing.
And, yeah, appealing to you.
Well, as Andres Evans, I...
As Andy Evans, you dumbass.
I enjoy...
Andy Evans, what the fuck?
Andres Evans, the host of the show, as him, me... I enjoy rape.
What? By the way, none of this is true.
I heard the door right now. I got really scared.
No, I think it's like the you know how the AC sometimes just like pops or cracks.
Yeah.
You know, clicks.
Dude, the AC in here feels so good.
Hey, give me my fries.
I'm just not excited for like the future summer.
Give me my fries.
What?
Like.
So
like
when you guys
summer, you know, comes up again,
I'm gonna
be sweltering.
Oh yeah.
Coats.
Wait, who likes the summer?
Are you moving? I love summer.
Oh yeah,
summer's
that's right.
Bad.
You're moving?
Past few years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Randy?
Bro,
we've known this since last year, child. Wait, you told
me last
year.
Sorry for all those for those you know listeners out there, but as a member of Cheers for Ears, I am moving away.
Oh, so it's just gonna be Andy?
No, dude, we can.
Andy and guests.
Andy and guests.
No, I'll be the
Andy.
We can totally, like, you know.
Well, we can do it.
Like,
we should
be
our own.
Well, wait, where are you moving to?
Dude,
I'm...
Me, you, and Drake, we could be the Chads. And we'd have the whole thing. Chads and
Chad
company.
Looks like
Chads
we inspired another podcast here, people.
Yeah, everyone
no,
put their
feet...
When
I didn't move that, he's going to take over.
I've been having plans for, like, making a podcast for a long time.
Dude, if you did, that'd be pretty epic.
It's complicated.
I want
to
make an entire
I need you to help me run through the process of doing it. And then I need to find a time to record it.
And a way to record
actually,
it.
Actually, I'd do it after school in the library so that we could have longer episodes.
Hey, what was this cheer for?
That
it
was originally
for the table,
phone,
but we don't
yeah.
have a table. In the
what
home.
Time do we get out of here?
Time.
30,000 minutes.
And you want to cut this part out?
5 minutes from now.
No, don't cut it. We're going to go to the bell.
Yep.
The bell is the end.
No, we go to the bell, bro. Like, why are you cutting this shit?
Yeah.
5 minutes from now.
Only cut out the part about rape.
15
like
minutes? Holy cow!
Yeah, we are almost
no,
at our end.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Does anyone have any other
okay,
topics?
Okay, guys, listen. All right, listen.
Dan the Gentleman on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, go follow Finley. He's Dan the Animal Man.
Yeah. People call me Daniel sometimes.
He has interesting pictures, actually. They're really beautiful.
Yeah, sometimes I have shirtless ones.
Uh-huh.
I haven't posted a shirtless picture in like a year, though.
So, okay, he vowed that when he hits 200 followers, he's going to release his nudes. And he is at 356.
Yeah.
Let's get him there.
Oh, by the way, dude, I just wanted to explain, this entire episode is explicit, by the way.
Well, thanks for putting up the very end of the episode. Careful, guys, there's some curse words. Just remember that.
Just record a third intro to go on certain episodes that says, like, hey, just so you know, this is the next.
This has episode. Bad words. Yeah. Uh-ohs.
Also, I think the music for the second intro, the one after you talk about Anchor,
should be just is heavy, really heavy good. Metal.
I really like it. It's really nice. It's attractive. It's sensual. I love the music. But I think you need to re-record the intro. Because Andreas stutters when he says Spotify, and every time I listen to one.
No, I realized that. I realized that I stuttered.
Spotify? Also, I tried to look for you guys on SoundCloud for the longest time because I forgot it was on Spotify.
Yeah, I don't have
to find the podcast. I was like, bro, where is it?
Alright, I think that's.
To the bell.
Yeah, we go to the bell.
Don't hit the bell?
No. We're stopping it right here because we actually passed our 16 minute mark, dude. So, bye everyone, we love you for listening to our podcast. I'm dying of spice right now. Randy, can you please finish the intro?
I will finish it with thank you for these guests to come along. It was really fun.
Gracias.
Again, this was an explicit
thank you for having
me. podcast. Yeah. And I hope you guys actually enjoyed it. If you guys wanted more, we can make more of this type of podcast. You know, it's always our... We're always dedicated to do something different, so...
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Just give us advice.
All right.
All right, peace out, boys.
Adios.
They're here.
Done dying of spice.
Sorry, we're
Randy!
That's fine. You can cut that part out.